Right, and today, what I was going to just see what I'm dealing with during the week. Although maybe it's not so halacha for you, but for me, this is the question that I'm having to deal with, and you'll help me out. So we'll go through this thing together, and we're going to use the parsha to develop a question that I've been working on over the past week. Just to get to a clarity, the halacha. So what we're going to do is like this. I'm going to start with Rav Ozner because he does ask the question that I was dealing with, and we'll read it together, and we'll then see a fascinating study. We really touched upon this a few weeks ago when we talked about kvura and being buried, where to be buried. But we're going to focus on a goy today. We're going to focus on burying goyim. And having hana from goyim and from going to awake maybe of a goy, or maybe to we had questions a few weeks ago regarding a funeral parlor where there was the mace was a goy. Questions what to do with the body. So we will start with this question of Rav Ozner, and then you'll see why it has to do with this week's parsha, and you'll see some yesidus. At least well today for most of you it's going to be lishma. For me, it's necessary. So Rav Ozner says like this: Ashtetzilu fanenu. They asked him this question. Oydeis Paul Yisrael. So there was a Jewish worker to Kaivran Eitzel Gaio. He was a working to bet. He was working for a guy, and his job was to be one of the workers. And it became a case where he had to cremate the body. Listen, may say Akva. So the question to Rav Ozner was, Im Shari Ayasa, is he allowed to do this? Is he allowed to be a part of this? Is he allowed to make money doing this or not? And therefore he says, I want the person who Kvayde, and he, of course, is going to head into understanding what is the inyan of burying Goyim, or is there an inyan of burying Goyim? And do we have also a mitzvah to make sure that a guy is buried? And I'm going to ask you, why would it be our mitzvah? Who cares? So we will see that there is a need, maybe, according to the Ramban, if it's HaShavas HaVeda, you're turning the body back to the ground, which belongs, the body is, because when we bury a body, it's HaShava of the Guf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That might be one reason why. A second reason why is that, although maybe an oil of being in an oil with a guy is a machlokes. But touching a body of a guy, if it's a kayan, he becomes hamet. And just like we know, we have to bury a body of a Jew because it's necessary that the kahanim are not going to become hamet. So the same would be a guy. Now, right away, Rav Ozner, we're going to go through it on our own. But the Rav Ozner in the tshuva right away brings down, of course, if they want to cremate a Jewish body, what are our responsibilities? We have to stop that. Yisrael, if someone wants to do that, Nikra. And I did have this question a few weeks ago where there was a person who was a Jew, and she left with a woman. She left her tzava that she wants to be cremated. That was her tzava. So the children weren't sure what to do because that was her tzava. Now, that's obviously she's an Ivra. She wants to do that. And even if you have to follow what the mace says, not what you want to be out of the Torah. Kuiper, your Kuiper TSMA. Of course, vein shaymalay. So that's what I'd say. You don't listen. My nephew was in a nursing home, and he asked me this question because he had the body there, and they were talking about cremating the body. He met me by my Chanukah when I was with him on Chanukah, and he said to the come by name. He said, "What do I, Uncle Vitzian?" He says, "What do I do?" He had to know what to do with the body, where because they gave this tzavah. I'm sure you had this question.
What?
Right.
Not the week.
Yeah.
They don't talk about it.
What?
Never good rapper non-Jew. I mean, no,
this case was a Jew, right? The kid, the mother, before she left the tzavah to the kids, and he says it right, and then the kids know what to do. I don't even know what the law. I don't know if you know. Are you breaking the law?
Taking off the family.
What?
Yeah, you're breaking the law. You're opening my house.
There's a mahalo. You mean, yeah.
Okay.
Right. So obviously, I told him to say, you know, I don't need him to get involved with it. It wasn't really important. Maybe not. I said he wanted to know what he should do. Anyway, so before we get into it, I just wanted to show you the people that asked this question, just to show that I'm not on my own over here. In the Chashuke Chemed, Rav Yitzhak Zilberstein of Masechtas Yuma also had a similar question. We have to sign off. So let's read his question, then we'll go through it together. Because I want to use the parsha. And you'll see that, and as everyone here knows already, but you know, everyone knows very well, that I always try to find where in the Torah did we have this question. We have to go back somewhere. If everything is in the Torah, it's our job to go find where this question is in the Torah. But it's actually in this week's parsha. But let the Chashuk Echem and the Shalnu, also, they write it. It was a doctor. Shaya Bet Chalil, Nachi is working in South Africa in a hospital. And he had to sign on the death certificate. The Yachlim Zay, part of sign, I don't know what the law is over there. The Yachlim Zay is Typhus Lestreif Agup. Part of it was to sign that the body should be cremated. You need permission, I don't know, whatever. Imutr L'Raifa Yudi, you want to know, could he sign? Lestreifas Gupa Shagai. You have to sign on this to sign off that the body should be cremated. Also with a guy, we're not talking about a Jew. With a Jew, Rav Vosner already, he right away said you can't do this. So we're talking about a guy. So to sign off on a Jew, we're running into a problem. So if someone asked me, what should you do then? You have to sign off. You get someone else to do it. It's still, you can't let it get done. So all of these are good questions when a Jew calls me up and says, what do I do? So I tell him he can't do it. What are we supposed to do? We can't break the law. So we give him solutions. But I want to focus on a guy for today because those are the questions that have been asked recently. And I want to go through halachas and Hilchos Shabbos. From Hilchos Shabbos, we will head into the parasha, and I need everybody's help. Chabad says like this. There's a strange halacha here. Meis muto b'makom shiara. You have a meis, and it's muto b'makom shiara, and there's a fire. Now, what can we do with this meis on Shabbos? Meis is muksa. So when last week, we were dealing, I didn't send it out yet, but I have to review the whole article. There's different articles that have come out over because they need to know. A fella needs to know what to do when they come to the home of someone and the person passes away. So what do you do with the body? You leave the body there. You put the body on the floor. The chevra deals with it. A fella needs to know what they should deal with it when they can't get a hold of the chevra. So we have to put out a halachas to them at some point. Have to review what they wrote up already. So yeah, it's all based on really this one halacha, strange halacha. So there's a fire and there's a mace. So what do we do with the mace? For those that are involved with mace, to know what to do. What do? Kikar a tinnit, if you have a piece of bread, or a child, mentally dead. So you put the bread on top of the mace and you move the mace. So the mace is muksa, you can't do it. Now today, when a person passes away, you're not going to put them on the floor with a bread. You're not going to move them into the morgue either with the bread unless you have no choice. You got a guy to do it. We have to realize that this kikar is not a lechapchila. Taking a piece of bread and putting on a body and moving the body with a piece of bread is only when we don't have any choice. Like here, there's a fire. We don't have a choice. Because we can't have the body burned, which is what we're going to see over here. If cremating a body is a problem, because if it's not a problem, so then the body's muksa. So that's what we're going to learn in the Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham. It's really, really strange Magen Avraham. But let's see. It may like kikar itinik. If you don't have the kikar itinik, you move it from bed to bed. So you take the body and you pick up the mattress and you push the bed, you move the body that way. You meet the limit, that's called tiltamen atzad. So the kikar is carrying it with the kikar. The next option is you don't have the kikar, it's tiltamen atzad. You gotta be metalto kol, then you can just move the body. The body's gonna burn. We gotta bury a body. We have the mitzvah to bury the body. We have to be metalto the body. Okay, only ba'isa rishus. You can't carry in the street, you can carry in the rishus. Let's remember, there's a muksa problem. Possibly there's a carrying problem. We can't get out of the carrying. We can get out of the muksa problem, and that's still good. Comes the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says like this. Zeh kasa rabbi seisim, the kasa from Rambam. Enoflet bleke b'chata sheyes b'meis. Mashma b'lohayti asim. You can't take it out. Deleka hacha b'zayin ha'meis k'shin isra. If the body would burn, it's not a b'zayin ha'meis. You're not going to permit, I'm going to put out the fire. We don't use that far with it. So again, let's read this Magen Avraham again. He says like this. You have a fire in the chat, the sheikh by mash, mash, you can't carry it out. Why not? Mace is going to burn. The lekach of bizayin ameis b'kishenei. That's not called the bizayin ameis. When a body burns, it's not a bizayin. So to be metal to the body, fine. But to go ahead and move the body into another rishus, okay, so let's see again. Mechaber says chol zeh b'oseh rishus. But if it's a different rishus, I can't move the body to a different rishus. Why not? Magen Avraham says there's nothing wrong when a body burns. So if you cremate a body, he's telling you there's nothing wrong. Nobody understands Magen Avraham. According to the Magen Avraham, if a Jew, he's talking about a Jew. If a Jew says that he wants to cremate his body, he doesn't say there's a bizayin ameis. What do you mean there's no bizayin ameis? We just said that you have a mitzvah kvura. Not only you have a mitzvah kvura, but we're going to see loisalin. There's other averis here too. And you're kaifer tchias ameisim. And here we let where the Magen Avraham is telling you that there's no bizayin ameis kishenifra. So we need to somehow come up an explanation with the Magen Avraham. So what we're going to do is we're going to order a parasha, and you're going to see Sirus in the Ramban. So we're going to take our drush to help us with halacha, and you're going to see something mildly. Says the post like this, so what does Moshe Rabbeinu do? He looks here, he looks there, Vayar, and he sees there's no one looking. So he kills the Mitzri. Vayetuneu Bachol, and he buries him Bachol. Later on in the shir, we'll see the Samsaibis Shadra Neu Bachol, if we have time. But Pasha, he buries him in the sand. Why? Why does he bury him in the sand? Now, what I want to discuss with everyone here is did he bury him in the sand because you have to bury a dead body of a guy, too? Or he didn't want to get caught. He's going to leave the body out. They're going to see a dead mitzvah. The question that Mitzvah next week will speak about is that this mitzvah is hitting a Jew. And I saw this from some site for last night. I saw the most unbelievable shot last night. I never saw this. Well, I have to wait for Shabbos for this. I can't wait because I really want to tell Lyle. But he doesn't understand. This is not the only Jew that was being beaten in Mitzrayim. They're being beaten all day long. So Moshe Rabbeinu picks one and kills him. What about all the other Egyptians? Did he go around killing every Egyptian that's hitting a Jew? What's going on over here? That the Mitzri is hitting. So he sees the Mitzri hitting a Jew. So he kills him and he buries him. There was a lot of. We don't find any. He could have been Viva Kabaka the world, too. I mean, he could go around. He should go around and see that there's nobody else and kill every Egyptian. I mean, he's able to do it with the name of Hashem.
The fact that there was nobody coming out of these two days that the world needed.
So then, okay. So that's a different shot of Viva Kabaka. He's something that no one's coming out of. But he said, what is he gaining by killing this Mitzri? So we got rid of one Mitzri. It's like, what was the purpose? There was every mitzvah in those days was beating Jews. And Moshe Rabbeinu was not going to think, okay, let me see if there's people coming out of him, I'll kill him. And even if there's a reason to kill him, I don't, like the Mepharshim will say, who cares if there was someone coming out of him? He's hitting a Jew right now. And someone's hitting a Jew, I gotta kill him. So why do you choose this guy all of a sudden for? And therefore, so he's getting him back for that? It doesn't seem to say that. He sees him by Yachas. He sees Vayachas Amitzri, it's Mashma, that it's not, you're right, that's what I said by Shabbos yesterday. I don't remember what I said. No, Shabbos morning, right. I didn't remember anymore. But the some Sefer has a, right, that wasn't Shabbos Shuddis. So the Vayachas I saw the most unbelievable pshat in this, in the some Sefer, which is, we're going to Friday night because we want to talk about Achlus and Klal Yisrael. And some Sefer says Moshe Rabbeinu saw a problem with Klal Yisrael. Let's just stick to the Vayetneu B'chol. He buries in B'chol. Okay, let's see. So the Ramban is not here. There's a Ramban in Parash Vayeshev. I was dealing with this anyway because when it came to the brothers, when they say that Yosef was ripped apart. So what happened over there? Did they compensate their father? They buried the body or not? Let's see the Ramban. The Ramban says like this. They said we covered the blood, and they covered up his misa, like Rashi says, they're trying to cover it up. Says the Ramban. I want to read you the Ramban over here. What's the pshat in Vayeshev? V'chisin was damad. He minig reitzchei mistarim, those that kill in private, they don't want to be caught. So they kill the laharig hanirtach, you kill. And you bury and you cover the blood. Kiyin Shenema. Why? You don't want to get caught. He's talking about rights. Kiyin Shenema. He brings our posse. Vayikunei b'chol. Kach amalem. Hinei nachn hargim esachinu mechassas don b'ofer. That's what you should think. So what is the Ramban saying? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu bury the body? Not because he had a mitzvah burial. He only buried the body because of the concern that he's going to get caught. Moshe Rabbeinu is afraid he's going to get caught, so let me bury the body. Which is also, the Chassam Sefer also asked this question, what does he think he's going to get caught? Did he do the right thing or he didn't do the right thing? And Moshe Rabbeinu here has to make a decision. If he did the right thing, what's he afraid of? This is what, you see two people fighting, I got to stop the fight, so I go at him. He sees a Jew fighting. Would he have been in trouble? If you think about it, what did he do wrong? In his, as Moshe Rabbeinu, he's standing there, he sees this going on, he's got to stop this, so he stops it. So he's afraid he's going to get caught. He's going to get caught, and who's what? Para's going to kill him because he killed a Mitzri who's beating someone else up?
Well, they live in the
I know, so he's Para's stepson here. And he sees two people fighting, and he stops the fight, and the only way to stop the fight is to kill Mitzri.
He's not the first time he did this.
That's my question, because so then the Pasuk should say he did it other times too. So if some doesn't understand, what's Moshe Rabbeinu was scared of over here? He felt he's doing the right thing. And he goes, and let's say Pari calls him down to his palace and says, Moshe, what'd you do here? And Moshe Rabbeinu says, listen, two people are fighting, they're killing each other, I gotta stop it. I stopped the killing, I killed the other guy. Why would he get in trouble for that? That's what some he doesn't understand. What is he afraid of? That's all part of his whole, his unbelievable piece. But Moshe Rabbeinu is scared of something here. And that's what I'll speak about Chavez, Mishnah. What's he scared about?
Right.
What?
You think his right son with someone else
came? I know, but it could be. But don't forget, he's a stepfather. He lived there for 12 years. I assume he had a good relationship with his father. With his stepfather, it doesn't say anywhere that he didn't. So his stepfather's going to call him and says, Moshe, he doesn't know who Moshe is. You don't know. He thinks he doesn't even realize he's the leader. So you call in your son and you say, what'd you do this way? He says, what do you mean? I stopped two people Friday. I killed one. I didn't mean to kill him. He didn't kill him with his hands anyway. He used this some shame over it, whatever he did. He says, oh, I couldn't watch this happen. I mean, what's Pari gonna say? I'm gonna kill you. If even though Pari at this point is wants to have this going on, but his son, so the Chassam Sefer doesn't get this either. He doesn't know what Moshe Rabbeinu is afraid of. And he therefore asks, what's Moshe Rabbeinu running away for? Don't have to run away, but the Ramban clearly says that he's afraid of something. But what I don't understand is that the Ramban himself, it's a steer in the Ramban, because the Ramban, let's look at the pasuk in Dvarim. The son of Oslades cannot leave a body overnight. He covered to Karen, we have mitzvah kvura. He kill asal kim talu. Look at the pasuk here where the pasuk adds in, you're also to call it Hashem if you leave him hanging. And also the pasuk says, the ground can't become common. Rashi says like this. What does it mean? He says zilzul shamelchu. It's an embarrassment to the king. We're made in the dios diukme. We swear the children of Hashem. Marshall, you have two brothers that are twins, and one is the king, and one of them's hanging is a robber, and he's being hung for stealing. Oh, the king is hanging. So it's an embarrassment to the king. Whatever that means to us, it's a klal at Hashem. Says Rashi, that can kill us. You can't keep the body hanging. Because you look at this body, and this body is a tzelem elikim. Oh, God's nation are hanging. So we have to go ahead and bury the body. I want to learn the Ramban. The Ramban argues on Rashi. Let's look at the Ramban, and then you'll see why I don't understand. There's a steam on the Ramban. Parakaf Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Beis. Pasuk says, Lo yisatamas ad moscho. It's not just Shalit to Thomas of Moscow, not to be Matama the ground. Shin Kane, okay, so in Chutzlars, what's the problem? You're not going to be Matama Eretz Yisrael, but what about Chutzlars? And don't forget, this is Chutzlars. By Moshe Rabbeinu also, that's what we're going to see, that it would be Chutzlars, there's no problem. Avohu Lav Shani, we have another problem over here. What's another problem? That he's saying, Thomas of Moscow is the second problem. You get two averes with an asay. Chutzlaretz and asay and alois asay. There's one. What's shulamad minatali? Let's see. What is he talking about? Kasha pirashki. He brings. So look at this part of the Ramban. The Ramban says, what is the lav? The lav is do not leave a body on a tree hanging. Yeshua went ahead and buried Malchei Canaan, all the kings of Canaan that he killed, b'yomon on that day. Or Shechashas, the Ramban says, there's a problem of Kilas Alekim, and I'm Moshel Shoshnachim, even by Goyim. Because that's why Yeshua buried Malchei Canaan on that day. Either he buried it because of his lav, don't leave the body overnight, or the other problem, there's two parts to the pasuk, leisal and ivlaseyaleitz, and also shadam asib edmos diyuknei. Man is made not only a yid but a guy too. So according to the Ramban, do you have to bury a guy? Yeah, you have to bury a guy. Two reasons. One is a lav, leisal and ivlaseyaleitz, and the second is ki kilas alekim tali. So if that's true, so why does the Ramban? That's not my question. They ask the ones that talk about. The Ramban say they don't understand why the Ramban writes that Moshe Rabbeinu only buried the guy because of he was scared. He had to bury a guy anyway. There's a mitzvah kvura on a guy. According to the Ramban, there's a mitzvah for us to bury a guy. That's what he said. If you don't, you're avid avera. And he says that the halav hazeh Yeshua buried Malchi Knan. Or the other thing, kilas alekim. And he doesn't say that it's only by Jews like Rashi. He looks at like it's any body that Hashem created. It's a kolah. You can't leave a body hanging.
Why is it a mitzvah to bury? It's a mitzvah not to have a body hanging.
Very good. So therefore,
don't have to bury a.
But he's saying, "I'm in alav hazeh, kavi Yeshua." It's not being buried. It's just taking over.
But that's not why you need to. It's one of the options of getting it.
Right. So you're saying.
Pasuk doesn't say you have to bury a guy.
It says like Solomon Vlasa, you can cover Tikkurem. The like Solomon Vlasa you're telling me is going on going to. And the Pasuk saying bury. And then Kikola Selikim Tali is another reason. Also, we can't have bodies hanging. So if it's Kikola Selikim Tali and Hanami, I agree with you, maybe. But if you're learning that it's like Solomon is going on going to, Kikola Tikkurem.
Well, what was Moshe's stature and mitzvah that?
He seems to be keeping the Torah. So yeah, he already learned this because again, by Yah, if the brother, the Ramban already said the brothers were worried about this too. So therefore, they also covered it. Although the Ramban saying over there was because the Minhag writes him.
He cover is an option of a way to stop it.
Very good. That's what we have to see. Is that
part of the mitzvah?
No, because we learned before that the mitzvah kura from this work, he covered to Brenner, is a lot. Let's again, the we just learned the Ramban says is a lot of solving. You have a mitzvah saseki covered to Brenner, and then you have again like said Thomas Admosla. There's two lavim in the posse. This posse itself has two lavim one asay. So then Kutz Laret. Okay, you don't have Lisa Thomas Admosla. You have Loi solid and covered to Brenner. That's what he says. Right, of Chutz Laretz, you see, he says Batse, you have the Asay and the Leis Asay. So you don't have the Leis Tamil, you have the first two. The Marsha also says, he brings down the, it's interesting, on this Gemara in Sanhedrin, Gemara talks about burying, he brings down Rashi and Chumash. Zilusai shal melech shal adam asa misriya shal miyistral him banav, pirushe nero, from Rashi it seems, they say Rak v'Yisrael, like we said, like we umadayk, that's Rashi. He brings the other region, the Chamakot, Yaakov Avinu, Aval Ramban. He brings my Ramban. Al Devar of Sheena Kashikhash of Arabi, Yisrael Shinikru Banim Lamakam, Chayt Sivi. You see, it doesn't learn like that. It's nothing to do with Banim Lamakam, like Rashi says. Chayt Siva, Yeshua, Viyar, the Mel Eitzim. So you see, clearly the Marshal learns that I was saying. It's Machlek, it's Rashi and the Ramban. And the Bi Rashi, it's only by a Jew. And the Ramban says that even by a guy, and Yeshua, therefore, it buries him. So we have a question in the Ramban. So let's before we can answer the question, although some of you are hinting to the answer already, there's a David Mesharim, the Tabina Rav also speaks about this, because he was talking about Bizayin to Mace, where you want to do, you want to think whether it's going to be studying a dead body or a dead body of a guy. And that's his tshuva. He wants to know, are you allowed to study a dead body of a guy? Or no, you have to bury the body. So let's see what he says here. It's strange. It's so hard to understand because he doesn't bring down what we're saying over here. But he says, they take bodies. And they're doing autopsies. Why? It's bikuach nefesh. Why is it bikuach nefesh? Because I want to learn. I want to take the body. I don't want to see why this person died. And it's going to help me. L'islam, maybe Shimazeh, I'm going to learn. Chachmas HaRafuah, Anituach, I'll learn how to do surgery. I'll learn what went on over here. So that's what they said to the Chabina Rav. He says, Ze'enu. It's not true. Even if it's Bikuach Nefesh. Look what he writes here. He's talking about a guy. Let's say that's called pikuach. It's not according to the Chazon Ish. Because right now there's no dead body. I'm studying it for later. You're not allowed to do this because we zayin ames. It's a din of zayin ames. And he brings a chul. Look what he says. This is part of the zayin mitzvahs b'nei noach. Chasam mitzvah shekibol amin. Change like about some ames. You can't have a zayin ames. Kvar biyarnu demishem hachi. Gab b'nei noach mekayimim mitzvahs kvura. This is mitzvahs kvura. Yishum it's hashavas aveda. It's shavas is exhale. The body came from the ground. We got to bring it back. So we have to help Hashem get back his goof. And that's a guy too. Yeah, the Chibira Rav. I didn't see anybody else say it as strong as he does. He clearly says there were no autopsies on Goyim. It's Bizayin Ames. And they have to bury the guy. And it's included in burying a guy. It's part of Zayin Mitzvah V'nei Noyach. And what's the mitzvah? It's Gzeil. Why is it? Because if you one of the Zayin Mitzvah V'nei Noyach, it's Gzeil. So the body has to go back down to the ground. I got to return the body. I have to give
eventually,
it back.
Eventually they bury it.
Not if they cremate it.
No, I'm saying in the
it's still doing design and mace while you're cutting it up and taking
right, it's still design
and
mace.
And some pieces never get buried.
So the first let's get to the Ramban over there. How do you answer up the Ramban? It seems that there's a question here. So but the island's going to see something which is a medrash here, which definitely is not going to work with this answer. But one answer is what everyone here is saying. Maybe this whole lab, the whole pasuk, is only Eretz Yisrael. Although the Ramban's not much like that. He says, Sha'ah, let's read again. Look at the Sefer. The only Sefer that I was able to come up with this is Oitzid Erech HaChaim. Sha'ah, Shekotzav Ramban. Sha'ah, Begayin, Onam, and Tzuvim. There's a lab. We just saw, Lai Salin. That's Eretz Yisrael. Because if you look at the Targum Sheni on Esther, they asked Esther, Haman and his family were hanging on the trees for days. They said to Esther, you're being over the Torah. You're hanging them, they're out there for the public to see. Even by a guy. They asked that to Esther. You know what Esther's answer was? This is what the Medrash says. No, it's mutter. We settled by the children of Shaul. Also, they were there for many months because it was a point that everyone had to see. Came he wants to kill all Klal Yisrael. We're going to let the world see what happened. You don't have the Lavaloi Solon. That's what Esther says. What does she need that for? It's Chutzlaritz. If the whole Isser doesn't apply in Chutzlaritz, so why does Esther have to come up with a whole reason that it doesn't apply? The Esther Shle Ratzalim Etamzeh, she didn't want Sina. So it's like she stayed away from that reason. But lahalacha lemaisa, again, lefidah Ramban, we have an issue here. Comes the Ravos. So now let's go back to Ravos. And Ravos says like this: according to what we said, that it doesn't make sense anyway because there's two parts to the Ramban. What about the mashal? The mashal is if you're beis achim, you have to bury the body anyway. So according to the Ramban. So what does it help the second half? Well, we're still stuck with the Beis Achim. So how do you answer that? So Rav Osner asked my kasha. I was very happy to see because I only found this tshuva later on. And he says, okay, what about the Beis Achim? Look what he writes like this. He said, so maybe it is what the Eilam is saying. And this would answer all my questions. Not the Ramban, but at least would answer what my halacha lemais is at the end. Let's take the mashal Beis Achim. Beis Achim, if you have a body hanging. Okay, what happens if I cremate the body? If I cremate the body, I don't have a Beis Achim problem. No one's looking at the body. So the problem of burying, we could say in Chutzlar, there's no mitzvah burying. Leisa Thomas ad Moscha is an Eretz Yisrael. Chutzlar, it's only Beis Achim. Oh, Beis Achim? If I cremate the body, what's the problem? Beis Achim. No one's looking at the body. And that's what he says. Avol mitzvah sase de kvur bekarko, loy shamanu klal, the efshe besidah of Yisrafa. Oh, maybe it's Siddur Sreifa. He says you can do Sreifa. And maybe that would answer.
The body shouldn't stay there.
Very good. So you can do. You can get very good. You just can't have the body stay there. Yisrael b'sid aser. Yisrael b'sid is aser. Oh, so that. But according to this, awake going to awake is not allowed. You can't have a body that's a bizayin. Although to them it's not a bizayin.
Right, but that also is right.
No, but that's based. That's not based.
For them, they look at it as
right. For them, they don't look at it like that. They're not looking at Beis Achim anyway. What they say, oh, this is hanging, not hanging.
But
the whole Beis Achim is only like
it's science only also. People donate their body to science. They think it's an honor.
Very right.
People
so that's what he's saying over this. He says, And he brings down the Yisrael, but said obviously it's also, we said already before, the Rajbir says it's also in the Tshuva, Ramah, Hitr Dafka said al Abbaso, Ashla Mehera. He's only for this Basar, but at some is obviously there's nothing you can do, you have to bury it. But he brings down anyway, just Rav Ozan wants to know, can you make money doing this? Why not? So for the halacha again, cremating a guy, you want to sign off on it, you can sign off on it. If you could let it be done, because as long as it's Chutzlaret, Eretz Yisrael, we have a problem with this. But not in Chutzlaret, in Echanami, in Eretz, so you have a problem. You have to bury the body. But so you talk about Arabs that are killed, you can't just leave the bodies around. You have a Lysa Thomas at Moscow. We have a problem with being a Tom in the lane. So what do you have to do? You're going to have to bury the bodies. You can't just leave them around. But
the definition of Lysa Thomas, don't cremate? I don't understand that.
No, Lysa Thomas just means that we have to put them in an area where they're going to be, we'll mark it off. I mean, you could have
well, with cremation, again, with cremation, there's no, why is that a problem?
That would be a good question. You mean because there's no, then you're getting into if you're missing any, you have to go into all the halachas then. It's matama even as ashes. Then he would get into that. The question then is are you
on the money? You don't have all the ashes,
you're not going to have it. Michael, Molly Tavir record, you might have. The Rav Ozner wants to know if you can do this, you can make money doing this. Can you go on? I don't know if anybody ever thought of doing this. The business of cremating body design, that's what he wants to say. So now he says he can do it in a Chutzlaret. He says this funeral parlor, the guy want to do this. So he can do it if you want. He wants to know if you can make money. Now, why wouldn't you be allowed to make money? You can't make money because you're having hanaf from a dead body. You're not allowed to have hanaf from a dead body.
It might be a year. Do we have to worry about that?
No, I'm not worrying about that. It could be the same thing, but let's talk about a guy. Are you allowed to have hanaf from you're having hanaf? Now,
I'm in a funeral home.
Very good. Any funeral home.
Right.
Right. So they'll tell me they're getting paid for everything else. I don't know. They're taking care of, they're not getting paid for the mace. Yeah, the mace. It's everything else. Exactly. But here, just, there's an Imre Yosher. It says a Chiddush Gadol. I don't want to confuse the element because this gets into what is called making money from Isurei Hana. Are you allowed to make money from Yayin Esek, for example? In other words, if you're hired to break barrels of Yayin Esek, you're making money of something which is Aser Bana, is that allowed or not? So again, let's say your job is, because that's the question of Imre Yosher, Rameir Arik. He discusses about making money on Goyim. Are you allowed to make money on Mesa? That's an Akum. Because they're also, Goy is Aser Bana too. So he has a chiddush over there that there's only a issur of having hana, of making money if someone's having hana. If someone's having hana, I cannot make money. But if no one's having hana, then I'm allowed to make money. It's not called making money off of Suri hana. So again, his chiddush of the Imre Yosher is you're not allowed to make money where someone's having hana. But if you're cremating the body, nobody's having any hana. And that's a chiddush of Rav Meir Arik. He tries to bring rias to this idea. And therefore he says you can make money. If you want to cremate bodies, you can go ahead. You can make money doing it too. That's what he says.
If real estate's not doing
well. I know, even though you're getting paid, but there's no, you can't get paid, he says, where someone's getting hana. Through you, someone's getting hana. That's his chiddush. Chiddush gadol. That the only time you're not allowed to make money from Yisuri hana is if someone's going to end up having hana, I can't make money off someone having hana from it. But if no one's having hana from this, then I'm allowed to make money.
Why isn't there
no
payment? Is there
hana? And he holds that there's no issur hana. There's no issur of making money on that. He says, I cannot make money with someone's having hana. That's a skiddish gadol, that issuri hana means I can't make money if someone's going to have hana. Because someone had I'm making money and someone had hana. But if I'm not making money because someone had hana, there's no hana here at all, there's zero hana, I'm allowed to make money. It's hana. He says they never asked that. That's not also. He brings rayas to this. Rav Ozner also brings the rayas. He said, I wanted to show you what, after I saw this, so we go back to Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein to see if he learns like we learned or not. He does, in a few lines, say almost everything we said over here. So just to briefly see what he writes, he brings down the Mashal of Shnei Achim. And he says, "Arei letzad Hashem Yishol Ramban, you should have to bury." And then he also says, anyway, he says like this. Look at the end. He says, "V'nira shegamal fitzad Hashem Yishol Ramban that kill us alikibu rak kashamashlichin aisei apnei adamo abul tzar from in shash." He says what we said. Chemashma Rashi brings down Rashi. He goes into Shem and Yefes. So Lalach Lamaisa again, people that asked me over the last few weeks, you're allowed to cremate a body of a guy. You can even make money making cremating a body of the guy. And it's something that even though we find the din of burying in the Chol, that was only either Rashi learns because he was afraid, or which that seems to be the pshat, or the Ramban saying he was only afraid because it was Chutz Laaretz. There's no need of burying guy in Chutz Laaretz, but in Eretz Yisrael and in Chanami. In Eretz Yisrael, there's an Indian of burying the body of a guy. Comments at Moscow would apply, according to the Ramban at least. In Eretz Yisrael, you would have to bury the guy in Eretz Yisrael, and there you cannot work around it. So I want to share with you, once we're talking about the parasha and the Vayachas HaMitzri, once I mentioned the Chassam Sefer, I need a couple of Chassam Sefers over here with Shlomo Kluger to show everybody here something, a Yisoid Gadol. So he hits the Mitzri, I mean, the B'chol. Chassam Sefer says B'chol does not mean dirt. He says B'chol means during the weekday. Like, although that's not Pashup Shah in the Pasik. But it's referring to the weekday. Let's read this together because it's shocking what he says. So let's just read it. I don't want to be the one to change the words over here. So he says, as Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who made sure that Pari gave the Jewish people off on Shabbos. Why? We mentioned before the Torah wasn't given yet. So why was he so... Let's just go to back to the age of Moshe. How old was Moshe when he killed the Mitzri? He's 12 years old. He's 12 or 13. It's the first time he left the palace. This is on that day. He didn't leave until then. So the manager says he's 12 years old. So at 12 years old, he sees what's going on over there, and he has to go back. He goes to his stepfather, and he says, I need a favor from you. I need you to stop. I don't want the Jewish people working on Shabbos. Now, what was his intent? Look at the Chassam Sefer, why he did not want them to work on Shabbos. It's nothing to do with Shabbos. It's a side result of what he was concerned about. And you will see over here an unbelievable shot. So he says like this, Amru Darshei Rishumis, Kan Remez Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a remez to here that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to work on Shabbos. That he was, why? Because it says, V'atimneu B'chol. He killed him on Shabbos, but he waited. That we're going to see. He killed him on Shabbos. But he didn't bury the body until Sunday because he can't do Malach on Shabbos. Why not? So let's see, is it? What? Vayachas HaMitzri, he brings a raya. I wrote the words with the raya. He brings them, because the word Nakaboy in Bamidbar Rashi says to deduct, to take away. So he took away a day of work. Vayachas HaMitzri, the word Vayach means Naka, to remove. And he says like this, V'yan is Dati Atam. Look at the reason of the Chassam Sefer. Ki HaMitzri Hitta, we said yesterday in the morning, the Mitzri makes the wife of the Shaiter, who her name is Shlaimis Bazivri, and he's Mizana with her. And that's where the child is born in Parshas Emma. Uba'aleh, so she is Mizana with him. She thinks that he's the husband. How do you make that mistake? Someone asked that. I make that mistake. He says like this, V'yadua, it's known. In Mitzrayim, the when we're working so hard, if the women did not, in some way, pito b'aleim, convince their husbands, they beautify themselves, and they would go to their husbands, and they would arouse their husbands, and now their husbands would be with them. So how does this man, how does he go ahead, this Mitzri, and convince this woman? In Mitzrayim, the only way that it would happen is if the woman convinced her husband. So if a man's going to want to do it, the woman's going to say, what's going on over there? Who are you? Because none of the men ever were with their wives. The wives had to, they were working so hard, they were tired, they were exhausted. The Medrash says that the women used the mirrors to beautify themselves, and then they would go to their husbands, and they would arouse their husbands. So, says the Chassam Sefer, how in the world did this Mitzri get away with this? The MK, that's his question. Eich taha isha, shezeh abayla. Elo, you have to say, it was a Friday night. It's Leilayna. Oh, Friday night, there's a Mitzri Zayna. The wife doesn't have to arouse her husband. The husband has a mitzvah sign. Okay. Oh, so this story had to happen, says the Chassam Sefer, when? Friday night. Happens Friday night. Moshe Rabbeinu says, oh, look what happens. Friday night, the husband went to work. And normally he would be home, but he went to work now. And he would come home and be with his wife. The wife doesn't have to arouse her husband. So this mitzvah is able to get away with being with this woman. Moshe Rabbeinu says, therefore, I can't have him go to work on Shabbos. Because by going to work, what happens? The wife was full. So from now on, no work on Shabbos. So this way, the husband will always be home. And no woman will ever be left alone with a mitzri, like, because it is story. So because it is story, Moshe Rabbeinu said, that's it. No more work on Shabbos. That's how he ends off. Okay, Chasha, Moshe Rabbeinu, Mach Shabbos, how do I get them to stop working? The Shavla Yavai Nagis Abbas, no one ever will approach Abbas Yisrael. During the weekday, the woman knows it's not her husband because she has to convince her husband. And on Shabbos, what are you doing in my house? So therefore, it says that was the reason why. Came along, I looked at Rav Shlomo Kluger. Rav Shlomo Kluger brings this down too, and he says, according to what we're saying, he killed the mitzri on Shabbos. Why is he allowed to kill? You're not allowed to kill on Shabbos. So let's go back to what we started with. He kills the mitzvah on Shabbos. He buries him during the weekday. Okay, what about the killing? So the teretz is, it was pikuach nefesh. Where's the pikuach nefesh? So we're back to what we said. So you're going to learn that it was somehow pikuach nefesh. Why? Because the mitzvah is killing the yid. By the mitzvah killing the yid, so now I got to stop that. Oh, it's pikuach nefesh. For pikuach nefesh, what am I allowed to do? But Shabbat on Shabbos is allowed to be mechal Shabbos. So to kill the guy, you can do it. To bury the guy, he has to wait. So therefore, that's what Rav Shlomo, this piece over here is from Rav Shlomo Kluger.
Why is that a bigger problem than being Mechal Shabbos? Why was that bothering Moshe more than being Mechal Shabbos?
No. Oh, you mean because there was no Shabbos yet. Really, it was Kaidim Mount Taira. But now, so that's why it says, why all of a sudden he's using the Shabbos because he doesn't want the women to be abused. So he says the Rav Shlomo Meirdik, he says, what's Vayifin Kai B'chai? What, he's looking around. What does it mean he looks around? So Pashup Shah, we said, not Pashup Shah. He's going to say Pashup Shah. If there were other people there, he doesn't have to kill the mitzri. Because he could have just, they get a gang tackled him. You can't be Mechal Shabbos. I will keep when he sees there's nobody there. How am I going to do this? How am I going to kill the mitzri? The only way, and to bury him too. So the only way to do that is somehow he uses the Shem Hashem. Oh, through the use of Shem of Hashem, he's able to kill him then. So it was pikuach nefesh because he wasn't able to do it on his own. It's either kill him. How am I going to kill him? So the way to kill him, see, ends up over here, but this argues on everything that I said in my shiur to Hatzalah, because if he ends up over here, he says in the Shem Yishim, he brings out the Sefer, he says that why do you use the Shem HaMefarash? Because it's not Mechal Shabbos. Through the Shem HaMefarash. So the Berry, he waits till Sunday. The Shem HaShem, look at the last paragraph. He brings
what about leaving the body the next day?
Oh, very good. So how do you leave the body for the next day? But according to what we're saying, it's chutzlar. It's very good. Uvir l'chein, according to the Rambam, it's good. L'chein evan hargu, achin hargu ma'isha what? B'shem ha'mefarish. He's the same, v'loi b'yadu. Yav sheyesh sakana l'shta'ay, it's a sakana l'shtam b'shem ha'mefarish. Kibin shalai b'shabes, achin hargu ba'mir sheyre l'shvus. It was only the Rabbanim. And therefore, the burial was during the weekday. The killing was on Shabbos. Ba'yif b'nei u'b'chol was during the weekday. And therefore, that's what it says. The question is, so what's the next day was when he actually buried him. On the back of the sheet, I did put it over here, the age, because it comes out that Moshe Rabbeinu, it says right here, Moshe was 12 years old, which Moshe Rabbeinu says, and then at 12, he has to run away. So according to what we're saying over here, for 60, that's what I wrote over here, the safest springs down, Moshe Rabbeinu, Pichazman, Shabbos is almost 70 years. 68 years, from 12 to 80, they didn't have to. They kept Shabbos, all because of this story, according to the Sam Sefer of the Isha. But and the burial happened the next day. Only burial was that they shouldn't see him. But it's a good shaila for him, because if it's bikuach nefesh, why didn't he bury him on Shabbos? I guess he felt that there wasn't such a bikuach nefesh. But I have a maridik answer when it comes to Shabbos, because the guy answered what they're fighting about. What's like you said? What's why Moshe Rabbeinu killed this mitzvah out of all the other mitzvah? Only the next day we'll realize. Okay, you'll hear.